Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Propaganda buildup for the Second Gulf War runs long and deep, and nearly all of it is false. Probably the best place to begin is with George W. Bush's efforts to connect Saddam Hussein with the 9/11 terror attacks. Like most good propaganda campaigns, it didn't stop there, but included a series of other false assertions that were designed to make Iraq look like an absolutely necessary target. Among these were statements that Saddam was a terrorist, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, Saddam posed a threat to his neighbors and to the United States, Saddam was in breach of UN resolutions. None of these statements were true. Nevertheless, the propaganda campaign was successful, dramatically so, in the U.S. During the first 3 months of 2003, public opinion moved so that just over half supported the war. And after the U.S. actually attacked, war fever kicked in, and nearly three-quarters of the U.S. population supported the effort. Perhaps the pivotal moment for the war propaganda effort was Colin Powell's tragically false testimony to the U.N.
One of the most worrisome things that emerges from the thick intelligence file we have on Iraq's biological weapons is the existence of mobile production facilities used to make biological agents.
Despite Powell's assertions, the United States propaganda campaign against Iraq was a failure internationally. The media in other parts of the world focused more on the consequences of American military intervention than on the abuses of the Iraqi government. They also focused on facts that were actually verifiable at the time of the war. In other words, unlike nearly every high-level U.S. official of the U.S. government, they did not allow an aggressive policy to distort available evidence. Doing so, after all, is the very definition of a propaganda campaign. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.